Hi, you're listening to Doug McCann of RealityMe.net, and this is step 3 of an audio podcast on learning how to juggle. If you haven't listened to step 1 or step 2 yet, go back earlier in the feed and listen to those shows now. First off, I want to apologize for not having the foresight to put some actual pictures into this phone so that I could have the little icon look like the step that we're learning. I'll see if I can do that later. But the other thing is I wanted to mention practice. So anytime you're learning a skill, if you practice a few minutes every day, 5, 10, 15 minutes a day, whether it's juggling or guitar or learning another language, you're going to be a lot better than if you wait till the end of the week and try to cram it all into a 2 or 3 hour session. So I encourage you to take those juggling balls you made, put them on your desk, and every day pick them up for 5, 10, or 15 minutes. Maybe even do 3 5-minute sessions. Pick them up when you wake up, pick them up at lunch, and then pick them up at dinner time. And practice each lesson. So in step 2, we learned how to juggle with our non-dominant hand. Today, step 3, we're going to be learning how to juggle with our dominant hand, or how to throw and catch. So, what I want you to do, though, is not hand the ball from one hand to the other. So, if you're holding the ball in your left hand and you want to get it to your right hand, please do not bring your hands together as if you were going to clap and hand the ball to the other hand. So if you are holding the ball in your left hand, don't move it over to your right hand by having both hands on the ball at the same time. That is not a throw. And juggling is the study of objects in motion. It is creating time and space. And when we hand the ball from one hand to the other, there is no time. There is no space there. So for this part of the practice, what I actually want you to do is drop the ball. So if you're holding the ball in your left hand, drop the ball and then pick it up with your right hand so that you can do the exercise, do all the same steps we had in step 2 for your right hand. So what you're going to do is you're going to throw the ball up to about the height of your forehead. You're going to have your hand down by your waist. You're going to use mostly your wrist. And you're going to let your neck be loose so that you can watch the ball. You're going to have your eyes on the ball and watch it go up, and watch it come down. You're going to catch it and repeat that. And you're going to try to have the ball throwing straight up and down. You really should have your elbow by your side. And if you're having to extend your arm out to catch the ball, you're throwing it too far forward. If you're having to pull your arm close to your chest to catch the ball, you're kind of throwing it too far back. You want the ball to go straight up and straight down. So practice that in your dominant hand, and we'll do step 4 soon. Have a great day.